This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Every time it is, as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from somewhere in Florida. Basically, the story goes, the police received a phone call, a 911 call, but there was no response, so they dispatched officers to the address, because that's protocol. You call 911, and you don't respond to them, they're going to send the cops. But imagine the responding officer's surprise when they walked in on a meth lab.
Oh.
As it turns out, the resident of the home was trying to contact FEMA to ask why he still hadn't received his trailer after losing his home in Hurricane Helene. The suspect, however, meant to dial 411, but mistakenly dialed 911. Hmm. Did not realize his error. They showed up because they were like, why would you call us to your meth lab? He's like, I didn't. They're like, here's our phone record. And he's like, damn it, man. So yeah, he came clean and said, I was trying to dial 411, supposed to get a new trailer. They're like, well, you don't need it now because you're going to jail.
Damn. Did he talk to the dispatcher?
No. He didn't say anything. When they got no response. And like I said, if you call 911.
That's right. So then they sent the cops.
They will send someone to your house in case something really bad's going down. Turns out something bad was going down. He just wasn't in danger. He was making meth.
Shout out to meth heads.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just
man.
Unreal. Even just
shout,
to have.
Shout out to meth.
Even
heads.
Just to have the gall to be like, hey, FEMA.
Right.
I'm making where's meth. My trailer? So I can make more meth.
That should be a t-shirt that you wear around. That way people who do meth will comment.
Shout out to meth
oh,
heads.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Shout out to meth. Hey, nice shirt, man.
Yeah, they make poor decisions.
What?
It started with the meth, and then it goes all downhill from there.
Getting it clear?
Yeah, clear. Ma'am, I don't know what that is. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, could you please everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, Matt, you understand how this here game is played?
I sure do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. We have seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
I'm always down for extreme violence, so let's do that.
A 22-year-old woman in Florida named Ricky Holly, she flew into a rage when Domino's delivered a pizza to her that she says did not meet her expectations. Now, Ricky, what did she do? She drove from her home to the restaurant, then got in an argument with the employee. then threw the pizza in question, and then ripped the store's phone out of the wall and destroyed it. Now, somehow, using a different phone, someone called the police. Now, the cops showed up, and they arrested Ricky for criminal mischief. She spent a night in jail before being released, and she was ordered not to have contact with that Domino's location again. But she is not prevented from ordering pizza from another establishment. You understand? So you can still order pizza, just not from that specific Domino's. The question is, what got her to get in her car, drive to Domino's, throw a pizza, and then destroy their phone? Was the pizza cold and uncut? Was it the wrong order? Were the toppings had slid off of her pizza, or was there a hair on her pizza? So cold and uncut, the wrong pizza altogether, all the toppings slid on the ride over there, or there was hair?
Man. Either one of those would not justify her crazy self doing what she done did. But what y'all think?
Man, I want to say Domino's has a systematic way of delivering pizzas. As far as, so, I don't think the topping slid off.
I get so pissed when that happens. Man.
I'm just going to go basic wrong order, man.
I mean, obviously, okay. She's a lunatic, so there's no real hint.
Yeah,
that's a crazy one. Topping sliding off,
that is a bummer.
That could still happen.
That pisses, God, that pisses
me. It's more of like when you pick it up to go and you got to tell your friend, like, hold it flat.
Don't hold it like a book, man.
Right, or they hold it like,
why are you tipping it? Why do people always do that?
For some reason, I think it was cold and uncut.
All right, Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Ted. I'm going to go cold and uncut.
Cold and uncut. All right. What made this
my mind, but not that much.
I mean, enough to drive back to the Domino's. What upset her?
Listen, you're not wrong. All four of these, I would definitely call the store and say, hey.
Right.
Something's not right. Yes. And knowing Domino's, they'd make it up to you.
Was the pizza cold and uncut, the wrong order, the topping slid off of it, or it had a hair on it? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is seriously on profile. This got a woman in Florida. She went into a rage when her pizza was delivered from Domino's. Yeah, so much so that she drove back to the Domino's store and threw the pizza at the people working there. Question is, why was she upset with her order that she got? Was it cold and uncut, the wrong order? Did the topping slide off, or was there a hair in her pizza?
And Matt, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us begin with Miles Montgomery. You went for the standard.
Oh, no.
It was the wrong order.
Yes.
It was not the wrong order. And then Matt, you ended up agreeing with Ted Smith. You guys both went with cold and uncut.
Yeah, I don't know why. How can that be?
Because you're right. Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, no wonder she was mad. Cold and uncut?
I mean,
come on, man. You could do one or the other.
I'd be annoyed, but I'd just put it in my oven and cut it.
I would do that, too.
I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah. Right. But still, I didn't
think. Well, you're sane, but we're also friggin' pissed.
I'm definitely pissed.
Right.
I've been waiting for that thing.
But I'm not going to drive to Domino's and, yeah.
Yes. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! I hope they had her on a list.
I'm pretty sure they put her on the list.
Send a cold and uncut. All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Tomlinson,
Taylor,
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Comedian Jay Leno has been seen around Hollywood sporting a black eye and bruising on his face after he says he fell down a hill. Or, and hear me out, Jay is so old he doesn't realize that you could play sports bet online.
Is Fallon.
Ted Smith.
That was me. A lot of people are like, I bet it was his bookie. Jay Leno has a lot of money.
Right.
Costco is being forced to remove 80,000 pounds of butter because of a labeling error. The label fails to mention that butter contains milk. Oh, there's an easy fix right there. Instead of recalling the product, Costco should relabel it. I can't believe you didn't know butter is made of milk.
Seth Meyers.
I'll say Colbert.
Colbert.
Costco is being forced to recall 80,000 pounds of butter because the label fails to mention it contains milk. Well, there's an easy fix right there. Instead of recalling the product, Costco should just repackage it as, I can't believe you didn't know butter's made of milk.
The age of which French people are waiting to have sex is increasing. It has gone from 17.3 to 17.7. Clearly, French teens want to wait. No, come here. Forget that. We have to wait. We're moving too fast. I'm only 17.3. We are but children.
Colbert.
Yeah, I'll say it's Colbert, too.
Yeah, it's Colbert.
The age at which French people are having sex for the first time is increasing and has gone from 17.3 to 17.7. Clearly, French teens want to wait. No, Camille, we are moving too fast. I am only 17.3. We are but children.
The Department of Transportation has announced that because of the drought in New York City, buses and trains will be washed less frequency. Though the question remains, what's less than never?
Valid. I'll say Myers.
Myers.
The New York Department of Sanitation has announced that due to the citywide drought warning, MTA trains and buses will be washed at less frequency. Though the question remains, what's less than never?
That is still wild to me. That there's a giant drought going on the East Coast in that part of the country.
It's just not like we get it here every summer, right? And it's just part of our regular seasonal thing. We know the fires are coming. It's not good, but we're prepared for it, right? Yeah, coming from that part of the country, like maybe twice in my entire life had I heard we're having a drought. And keep in mind, a drought there was like 4 days.
Well, they're not ready.
Well, burn bans too. Like I've been living out here so long, I went back one summer. My brother's like, you know, it's like July or something. He's like, I'm going to start a fire. And I was like, whoa.
Hey, man.
It's going to be a burn ban. He's like, what the hell's a burn ban? Yesterday. Exactly. So, yeah, that is just insane to me. Like, I saw the University of Maryland was like you can have a gas grill. But, like my brother traditionally, by this time of year, would bring, like, an outdoor fire pit. But you can't have it. You can't have charcoal grills because they're worried about, you know,
fires. I mean, and it is crazy there because this is just not something they're prepared for at all.
Well, get used to it.
Well, I was going to say, too, you know how that weather works there. And then next month, they'll have a damn...
Too much rain.
A nor'easter and have a blizzard.
Right.
All right. You know what? Steve and I were laughing about this yesterday. Wayne Knight. Not Batman.
I know. That should be Batman's name, but still Wayne Knight.
It should be, right? Because he's the Dark Knight.
Yeah, and his name is Bruce Wayne. It just seemed like Wayne Knight plays into it, but he's the farthest thing from Batman ever.
Right, so Wayne Knight, you know him from a lot of roles. I think the two you know him most from is he's Newman on Seinfeld, and he was the nerdy computer guy in the original Jurassic Park.
Dennis Landry.
Yeah, oh, you know his name. Nice work. So he's known as being a bigger guy, this and that. He says he's down more than 100 pounds from his heaviest, and he says it's costing him. Hollywood isn't convinced that he'd be as talented when he's thinner. He told TMZ, quote, "It takes time for people to accept you as you are." And then find out whether or not you can still do things without being fat. Says he's not worried. He said, quote, it is what it is. Yeah, and I mean, he's had enough roles. I'm sure he's doing okay.
But it's crazy to me, like, ooh, you know, we like to cast you. But now that you've lost weight, and keep in mind, every role he plays, he's kind of the same character. Right, because Newman would have been the guy at Jurassic Park to do what he did. Or that guy from Jurassic Park would have been Newman in Seinfeld. But it's like... I did not think he was funny because he had the weight on. I thought he was funny because of the way he plays his character, right? I think he does a great job in those, and Hollywood's like, yeah, but you seem less funny thinner.
He should be the spokesperson for the Postal Service. Yeah,
we don't laugh at thin people.
Right. Well, I think, too, you see this a lot of times with just looks, right? What was the famous wine movie?
Oh, Sideways.
Sideways, right? But, like, for Paul Giamatti...
That was huge.
That was a massive deal because just of his outward appearance, like... He couldn't get leading roles, certainly not in a romantic comedy. Like, that always goes to, like, the GQ-looking guy or whatever.
And to me, he would be the perfect guy for a romantic comedy.
Right, so you see it there, but I never really thought about this, but it's the truth. Like, he's been typecast so much because he was always a bigger dude. He's like, all right, I lost 100 pounds.
McSorry.
Yeah. I also like this. For how he lost the weight, he says, quote, everything that anyone could try, from therapy to drugs to surgery to radiation to be taken by aliens. He said one of those things eventually worked. He doesn't know which one.
Hey, so, whatever.
As long as Manny lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, and so like
that's a lot to lose.
As we get farther along and stuff, I've talked about this before, but we see like the brain chemistry and makeup and stuff, right? Like, I don't know, you see people, whether it's drugs or alcohol, you hope if they go to rehab it sticks.
Yeah.
But there's definitely times, especially with Hollywood, you know, you see famous people that still relapse or struggle or this and that. It's just when it comes to food and being overweight, it's just outwardly out there. So it's hard. You can't really hide.
Right. Exactly. What you can going hide on being a drug addict, but you can't hide being obese.
Correct. I mean, I could hide in the bathroom and smoke meth. You probably wouldn't know.
Oh, we know, Ted.
Yeah, I
can smell it.
That's why you knew what Clear was.
So I get what he's... But I'm just saying, like, I get that he's like, look, I've tried 100 things. One of them finally stuck. It worked. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on him. Somebody hire him. I mean, he's also just probably struggling as a 60-year-old white dude in Hollywood with curly hair.
He is. He has a movie coming out next year, but it's a void. What is it? The end of the world, a Looney Tunes movie.
Yeah.
So
oh.
Yeah.
All right. That adds up. Kind of TV related. We talked to one of the original members of One Direction, Liam. He had passed away. Basically, it's just kind of nice that like his One Direction bandmate showed up there for the funeral, but also Simon Cowell. We all know him from American Idol and stuff, but he was the one that put One Direction together on the show X Factor.
And that was the X Factor in England.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Right. So he had put them all together. So that is pretty good. James Corden was there as well.
Wow.
I mean, the wedding was in England, but James Corden.
Funeral.
Or the funeral. Jesus, thank you, Miles. Sorry.
He married the Lord that day.
But, you know, James Corden, whether you like him or not, he is very famous for theater as well as TV. We know him as a late night host.
Yeah.
But obviously he sings a lot. So I think all those guys, like he obviously knew all these people when they started. Sure, he had them on the show and this and that. So good, you know, it's nice. And I think it's kind of nice that band, they all showed up for him.
That is a good thing. Yeah. We were talking about band loyalty. Miles and I were earlier. And I said, look, I'm not a big Def Leppard fan. But as far as band members being loyal to one another, I don't know that anyone tops them just based on the fact that when someone says, hey, the drummer in your band lost an arm, even the drummer expects you to move on from them. And I remember this because I'm old enough, but at the time, they said, we will wait. We would rather have a one-arm drummer as long as he's our drummer.
Until he grows it back.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, and I mean, look, if you miss somebody's wedding, that's not awesome.
Right.
Hell, I recently...
Go to the next one.
I recently did it, right. But there is a chance. But like, it's a funeral. There's not going to be another funeral.
Ain't doing
like,
it again.
You show up to that one. You know what I mean? If it's somebody you know or whatever, hell, I've been to weddings where I don't even really know the person that passed away, but you just see how it's affected the funerals. Jesus.
Right. I mean, I know they're similar. Ted, when I got married the first time, and this is not a lie. So my uncle, he had some stuff going on with work or whatever, and he called me and he's like, hey, Miles. I was like, yeah. He's like, I can't come to your wedding. And I'm like, well, you know, okay, man, that's not the worst thing in the world, but I would have loved to see you, and it's going to be a good time. He's like, I swear to God, I will come to your next one. And I was like, Bill, that's a really crabby thing to say. He's like, no, it's not. I seriously, I will come to your next one. So I got married again. No.
Oh, you're right, though. That's still a crappy thing to say on somebody's right before their wedding.
Exactly.
Don't worry, you're going to get divorced.
Yeah, I'll come to your next one. Trust me.
Is this the uncle that just golfs?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it adds up.
It does.
Yeah. Did anybody in here watch the original Cape Fear from 1962?
No. The original, no.
Well, it had Gregory Peck in it.
I do remember seeing pieces of that when the remake was done.
Right. So most of us would know the 1991 film with Robert De Niro and Nick Nolte. Counselor. That is a frightening, scary movie. Mike, have you ever seen Cape Fear?
No.
Oh. That teeters on a horror movie, kind of the way he harasses that family.
There's nothing supernatural about it, so they wouldn't call it a horror movie.
All right.
But you might as well deal with Freddy Krueger or Jason or Michael Myers. I mean, this thing, which is Robert De Niro, is coming for you.
It's a great movie, Mike. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know me. I hate horror movies. Yeah. I mean, even thinking about it, the hair on my arm is sticking up because he's so evil in this movie. But it's a great movie. Well, there's a TV version series coming out.
For kids.
Oh, Counselor.
Oh, hey, kids. I did a lot of time in jail, and I plan to avenge that on the DA that put me away. You're his daughter, so I have bad news. Yeah, I'm going to kill the hell out of your dad. I'm going to try to sleep with your mom.
It's my fault, man. It's a bad movie. Anyhow, it's being turned into a TV series for Apple TV Plus with Javier Bardem.
All right.
He's going to play Max Cady, the crazy dude. Which
his face says you need to play the crazy person.
It should be decent. It's a 10-episode series produced by Martin Scorsese, who directed the 91 movie, and Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
The Berg.
Cape Fear, ironically, was adapted from a 1957 novel, The Executioners, by John D. MacDonald. And hey, you know what the D stood for?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the ladies call me.
Degenerate.
Dumbass.
Mike, I highly recommend.
Deadbeat.
You and your wife enjoy scary movies.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is not, there's no ghosts or anything, but it is frightening. Okay. But frightening enough that even I like it.
You wouldn't want to be a lawyer, put it that way.
Yeah. Let's see. You got some Thursday Night Football over on Amazon if you want to watch that. You know what? I get tired of announcing this stuff now. Oh, because we're at that time of year where it's like the mid-season finale.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. Right. All right. We all know in December the network shows go away. There's holiday specials. You see the goddamn Canadian dude, Bublé, singing on your TV. Stop calling it a mid-season finale. It's not a mid-season. You either have a finale or you don't. It's in the work.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say to the men's room.
The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. First, a very, very, very happy birthday to Macaroni, a penguin who turned 40 today at the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, Macaroni, yeah. Get on your man.
Meanwhile, a man learns when you're duct taped to your airplane seat there, it is hard to use the loo. One time man has a unique way of decorating his tinsel tree. A truck overturns with alcohol. No one cares. How can that be? And again, a very, very happy birthday to Macaroni the Penguin. And Captain Ron over at the Wolf. Yes, it's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
So, Mike, when I wrote that setup earlier today, the entire idea was that I was making fun of the fact that it's your birthday, and at the very end of birthdays, I was going to notate that it was your birthday and wish you a happy birthday, and I forgot to put the note down on the last birthday request.
That's not like you at all,
so
Miles.
So I'm totally spaced, just like my mom. You guys are in the same club.
Totally. Well, right when you said it that second time, that's what I was about to be like, all right. He's not just messing with Mike, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it is Mike's birthday today, which, by the way, just as a sense of respect, you went to Vegas.
I did.
You came back to work.
I did.
And the first day that you chose to work is on your birthday.
It is my birthday. That's right.
Come on.
Yeah, you went down for your wife's birthday, and, you know, yours is just like a flyover.
That's right. That's exactly. It's my wife. I do anything for it. Not to mention, it was her dirty 30 over the weekend. Short. So, of course, like, no offense to me, this overshadows my birthday.
So you're 34?
34.
Today. 34.
34. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Well, you know, Macaroni the Penguin is 40.
Well, hang on there. We're about to get there because our top story. We take to the skies where the people come together. On a flight bound for Dallas from Milwaukee, one of the passengers on board approached a flight attendant and asked for a ridiculous request. If he could open the door of the plane. Obviously.
Well, all right.
Obviously, he was denied his request, but of course, this wasn't good enough for him because he wants to open the door of the plane. He became belligerent. He continued his attempts to push through attendants, demanding that they let him leave the plane mid-flight. Eventually, other passengers stepped in and were even given a roll of duct tape by the attendants, which was used to subdue the man, planting him on his stomach for the remainder of the flight. Authorities got on the ground, took it from there. Mm. I've read so many stories of people that have said things, people that have, you know, done things on planes that it's, oh man, we got to make an emergency. There's a foul smell in the plane. We got to make an emergency exit. We've got a man that is actively trying to open the door of the doggone plane. Don't worry, we got him duct taped to the floor. We're all right.
You think there'd be a way where, like, dude, the plane's in the air, the door won't open?
It doesn't. I mean, even if
you charge it, there's no way you're going to open it.
I mean, that's not good enough for him. He'll
the
try.
Door might be ripped off, but right. you can't even open it from the okay. inside right. once well, the plane's in the air.
I mean, maybe.
But I do like the point you're making. Like, right, we smell something weird. Not a fire.
Right.
Just we smell something.
We need to divert.
Emergency land. This guy's trying to open the door of a plane.
Right.
Basically.
Which, if he can get that done, bad things happen.
But I do, but here, I will argue the difference in this, and I respect this, is weird smell on the plane. Everyone can smell it. None of us can do anything about it.
Correct.
If a flight attendant tells me, hey, the guy in seat 7-6, he's being distracting. I go, well, I hope you can deal with that.
Right.
He wants to open the door to the plane. Like, I'm going to round up a few strangers.
Right.
We will handle this.
And I'll put
Don't
this,
you worry about
you know,
it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we've got a man that wants to open the door of the plane. We've got him duct taped to the floor, and we are still maintaining our heading. We're not changing anything.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think that if your plane was maybe missing a doggone flight attendant, that it would still just go ahead and take off without a doggone issue. And it wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. We wouldn't get threatened with being, you know, delayed until tomorrow morning, and or at least 2 hours. Put us on the frickin' plane. We'll
you
be
got
fine.
By that. So how many flight attendants are they are legally two. Required to
there
be on a
flight?
There
was two on that plane.
Two, what size was it, 727?
It was a smaller plane. I don't know the exact
So there must be a certain number of flight attendants based on the number of passengers. Because you said they were going to basically cancel your flight until, the next morning?
To the
or
morning,
something?
Yeah. Because I would not be didn't. Here today if that other flight attendant hadn't shown up.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I told you, right, in the spring, right, I flew across the country a couple times, just had to get from D.C. to Boston. 3 hours, and then only made it to Providence.
Right.
And they're like, you got to spend the night. And people were like, just send us to Boston.
Right.
Like, get
right.
a bus. They were like, nope, we'll
Can't
get you a plane
that.
In the morning. So they were like, well, don't forget to come back to the airport. I was like, I'm not coming back. My aunt's going to pick me up here in Worcester.
Right.
Because if they have to cancel the flight, then they owe you more.
Man. Correct. If if you sit on the tarmac over 3 hours, then they have to give you a full refund.
Exactly.
I told you. I didn't lose it. But this one girl, as they make yet another BS announcement,
right.
The flight attendant comes by and the girl's just like, hey, I'm playing in a band at a show tonight. And the flight attendant's like, well, this and that. And I just leaned over and I said, hey. Just call your band right now and tell them no, because we are not getting off this ground for a while.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then the flight attendant was like, I said, no. I'm not going to curse. I don't want to hear it, though.
Right. Don't lie.
Right.
Just
That's
don't
what it
lie
is.
To me.
Just don't lie to us.
Hey.
Well, no, you got to be careful when you say that. They turn around and be like, you're the ugliest man I've ever seen in my life.
No, no.
I just puked in my mouth.
Down to Arizona, where a party foul has been committed. We get stories all the time of trucks turning over on the road and spilling their contents all over the highway, and this one is no different. But this truck was hauling cases of, sorry, Ted, White Claw.
All right.
Yeah. But fortunately, the cans were empty at the time they turned over, so there was no product loss, and nobody was injured in the incident.
I'm glad you covered that. I'll pull that out of License to Spill.
Oh, damn it, Steve. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Dude, one thing I'll tell you. There must be 10 truck spill stories a day.
Oh, yeah.
I just grabbed that one. Honestly, Ted, you came to mind. I'm like, White Claw cans. Okay. Because I had like White Claw, Miller Lite, like a couple other things I know you like.
It's on its way to a fraternity row.
Yeah. Oh,
well, there's no laws when you drink claws.
There we go. But just in case those stories have a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
I'm sorry, Alan, you say that again?
Thankfully, there's good news.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
R.I.P.
Facts.
That's why you're so quiet the first time.
SeaWorld's best friend just celebrated a milestone birthday. A macaroni penguin. Side note, macaroni penguin. Housed at SeaWorld San Diego by the name of Best Friend. His name's actually Best Friend.
Oh, okay.
Just celebrated his 40th birthday.
Hmm. How do you feel sharing your birthday with such, I mean, a remarkable celebrity?
It was 2 days ago.
And he's older than
me.
In his old age, he's suffering from some failing eyesight, but they say that he still has a great hearing and a good ear for the voices of his handlers. But this milestone birthday solidifies his spot as the oldest living macaroni penguin on the continent, greatly exceeding his breed's life expectancy. Ted, how long do macaroni penguins tend to live?
57.
15 to 20 years.
Jesus. And he's 40?
This kid's 20 years beyond it.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
This kid. He's older than you, Mike.
I know.
Yeah, he's seen Cape Fear.
He was old enough his parents left him.
I do declare.
Jesus. I do declare. Men's Room Sports. We've got college hoops on tonight on ESPN2, ESPNU, CBS Sports, and the Big Ten Network. We got college football on ESPN, basketball on NBA Network, an AFC North matchup between the Steelers and Cleveland against the Browns over on Amazon.
Go Brownies!
About to say, you guys, who do you want to win that?
Go Brownies!
Go
the team
Brownies.
That's
going to
lose. One's 8-2, one's 2-8. What do you think?
I love it. And then now we're looking at cloudy skies as far as your weather tonight with periods of light rain and a low of 44. That leads us to tomorrow where we've got more of the same rain in the morning with more spread out showers in the afternoon and a high right around 56. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
We'll see you tomorrow for a positive Friday and the return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please. Wish Mike Hawk a very happy birthday, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.